All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Like I said, Johnny and Whitney Campbell stopped by recently out here on our magical musical deck and played a bunch of songs for us. So we're going to get into that right now. So I want you to sit back and enjoy some great bluegrass music right now on Out of the Woods.
What Johnny's used to, his mom used to tell him to play when he was learning how to play the fiddle. Would you go play that thing down yonder?
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We've got Johnny and Whitney Campbell here with you. Turn their vocal up so you can hear
It's good
them.
To be here.
Thanks
in
for
beautiful
having us.
New Hampshire.
Thanks for having us on the show, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Two fifths of the Bluegrass Drifters.
We have the other three joining us here in a couple days for our first show up here in Boston.
At Loretta's Last Call. And this originally started out as a family trip to see. Johnny said, we've been married for 3 years and I haven't met any of your family besides your mom and dad and your brother. So I said, okay, they're all in the Northeast. Let's go. And we ended up getting more shows than family visits, so now we're having to squeeze the family visits into the tour. But we're trying to make it all work.
So we happened to see Whitney's aunt and uncle last night and stayed there in
Amherst,
New Hampshire.
Yep.
And we're going to stay there again tonight.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes, a town I know well from my own youth. Yes. So you guys are all over the place. You have quite a story. I believe you're from Colorado originally, aren't you, Whitney?
I am from Colorado. I grew up in Colorado and then moved out to California for about 25 plus years. And then Johnny and I met at a bluegrass festival. What a surprise. And he gave me a sip of moonshine. And I woke up the next morning with this rock on my finger. And he says, it's all perfectly legal in the state of Tennessee.
That ain't how it went.
Yeah, well, I let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
And Johnny, you were saying you were originally from Michigan.
Yeah, by way of Kentucky. My dad was born and raised in Kentucky, and he moved up. His parents moved him up to Michigan, I guess around late 50s or early 60s, but probably I think more of the late 50s, and to work in the car plants. My dad's parents both went to work at Chrysler in Detroit. And so then I was born and raised just outside of Detroit in a little town called Ypsilanti. And back then, Ypsilanti was called Ipsitucky because there were so many Southerners moved up that was moving up there to work in the car plants.
Ah, okay. And then California, and now you guys are in Nashville.
Yeah, I started working in the pipe fitting trade quite a few years ago, and then I traveled around for many years working jobs, and then kind of settled in the Bay Area. The pay scale was, some of the highest in the country. And then also there was quite a bit of bluegrass around the Bay Area with Strawberry Music Festival and Grass Valley and a lot of little smaller festivals in between.
I was actually reading one article, and there must have been a failure to communicate. You were listed in the article as being a union typesetter.
That's good.
I like that, a union typesetter.
I believe they meant pipe fitter.
Yes.
I was going to say typesetting. Yeah, that's a good field to get out of these days. There's not a whole lot of...
Right, the decline of newspapers is...
Most people sit when they type. I'm a master typesetter. Sitter.
I guess you better play another one.
Okay, here's an old Curly Seckler number called Old Book of Mine.
Let's play something off our new album.
Okay.
And we just, in the last year, put out 3 projects because we could. We were excited, maybe a little overambitious, but Johnny has a fiddle album that's all fiddle tunes, his favorite Baker and Monroe tunes, and it's featuring some of his brother's songs are on there. And he's got Ronnie McCurry on guitar, which is a nice change of pace for our bluegrass fans.
It's unusual.
And Chris Hill on banjo and Chris Henry on mandolin and Todd Phillips on bass. And so we're going to play one of Johnny's brother's songs, and this is that he wrote with Bill Monroe and with
Blake Williams. The banjo player.
And this one's called Old Tennessee River.
Old Tennessee River.
Johnny Campbell, along with Whitney Campbell, playing the guitar there. And yes, let's talk about your brother for a minute. He was a bluegrass boy with Bill Monroe, as well as a Virginia boy with Jim and Jesse. And you have a sort of a long line of fiddlers in that Campbell family.
My brother, he got started very young in, up in Michigan and started playing. He was 6 years older than me. So I remember I must have been 8 or 9 years old, and so by the time he started playing, you know, he was 15 or so, and started playing at little bars and places around our hometown there in Michigan. Some of the earliest bands he played with was Roy McGinnis and the Sunnysiders, and then he moved over to Windy Smith and Blue Velvet was a big name up there in that area. And then there for a spell when he was young, he played for, I think, a year or two with the great songwriter Pete Goble. Maybe you've heard of him.
Sure.
So he got to be pretty well known up in Michigan and Ohio and such, and already became friends with Kenny Baker, one of our hero fiddlers with Bill, and then and got to know Bill pretty well. So then about, I guess, 86 or 87, Jim and Jesse they needed a fiddler. And they happened to be playing up in Michigan, I believe, at the Milan Bluegrass Festival, Milan, Michigan. And after my brother played a set with his local band there, Windy Smith and Blue Velvet, Jim and Jesse approached my brother and asked him if he wanted to move to Nashville and play fiddle with them. So needless to say, he didn't have to think about that much.
Yeah, that's a good deal all around.
And then so he played with Jim and Jesse for about 3 years, and Jim and Jesse and Bill Monroe, they shared the same dressing room at the Opry. So my brother would get a chance to play a little bit here and there with Bill, and Bill was quite impressed with my brother's fiddling, seeing how we've really studied the Baker technique, the longbow fiddling style that Bill was quite used to, hearing. So then Bill asked my brother if he wanted to switch over and be a bluegrass boy. Bill said, Jimmy Campbell, do you think you want to be a bluegrass boy and come and play with me? So then, that's another no-brainer. When Bill asks you if you want to play fiddle for me, even though my brother had to even take a pay cut, which later on he kind of got spiteful because of that. My brother quit Jim and Jesse and went and played with Bill, with that pay cut, and then played with Bill for about 3 years before my brother kind of was over the excitement, and then the money loss was still there. So he quit Bill and then went back with Jim and Jesse for another 10 years or so.
Well, that's good that bridge wasn't burned.
There's quite a few shows where my brother was playing with Jim and Jesse at the time, where Bill would need a fiddler, and so my brother would be playing with Jim and Jesse and Bill. So that was pretty neat to be kind of double dipping.
We should get you to do some more Bill Monroe impersonations before we're done.
That was a good number right there.
Was that your number? Did you write that? I think you wrote that.
Very funny stuff. Johnny Campbell and Whitney Campbell are out here on the deck here in beautiful central New Hampshire in the sunshine, picking and singing for you. And they probably have another one they want to play as well. So we're going to see what they got all lined up for us.
We're going to do one off our latest album that we're quite fond of. Like I said, I grew up with bluegrass in really young in the family. And one of my big heroes was Carter Stanley. And most nowadays, people don't know much about Carter. They hear more about Ralph because Carter died in 1966. But he was pretty detrimental to the Stanley brothers. You know, he was the main songwriter, and so...
You don't mean detrimental, you mean sort of monumental.
Monumental.
Yes.
Detrimental than monumental. No.
Yes, we like Carter.
Yeah, so here's one of my favorite ones that he had a big hit on. I thought he wrote it, but he didn't write it.
Well, I think he did write it. I guess somebody out there, maybe in your audience land, might respond and let us know who they think wrote this song. But
yeah.
I think he did write it. This is called Sweet Thing.
Sweet Thing, I Love You.
Sweet thing, I'm writing this letter to you. Your name will be blotted with tears. Please read it and answer and tell me it's true. Your love will remain through the years.
Sweet thing, I love you.
Way.
Johnny Campbell and Whitney Campbell once again. And good stuff there, yeah. I'll have to find out who wrote that.
Yeah.
I know some of their stuff was published as Ruby Rakes, and not sure who Ruby Rakes was.
Hmm. I think I gave Stanley credit for that one, but we'll see. I guess we'll find out.
Someone will probably scold me, but I don't know. I don't know. Ruby Rakes is even a real person, but I think Clinch Mountain Backstep was credited to Ruby Rakes and possibly some others. But I'm so far out of my bluegrass knowledge. It's been a long time since I really dug into it.
Maybe a listener will call in and let us know.
You need to go hang out with Eddie Stubbs and get learn some.
Oh yeah, he knows everything, right?
Yeah, he does. Between him and Bub, Mike Bub is.
Oh, I know Mike.
Yeah,
Mike's a good guy.
He's quite the historian.
Speaking of old friends, I was watching some YouTube. I had kind of a YouTube Johnny Campbell extravaganza last night, just for kicks. It was fun, and I saw you playing with my old friend David Davis.
Yeah, that was quite the experience. David's great. I didn't know a whole lot about him. Until I met him through a mutual friend, Brad Folk, I think, introduced me to him a couple years ago. And then he needed a fiddler and called me for, I guess, 8 or 10 shows last year. And it was quite a treat. He's an awesome picker and singer and a showman.
Yeah, and they're a hoot.
Yeah.
Those guys are funny.
Oh, yeah.
The band he's got nowadays with Robert Montgomery and those guys, they're fun to hang out with, and they're great. They're all great musicians.
Yeah. Actually, Johnny would come home from one of those trips, and he'd say, "My cheeks hurt so bad because I was laughing so hard all the way." He said, "I had to take a break from laughing and smiling."
Most the biggest instigator is Marty Hayes.
Oh, Marty, yeah, Marty Hayes. You just look at him and you laugh.
You get Marty and Robert together, you know, and I was most of the time the passenger, and those two were in the front driving, and they'd just bicker and kind of cut up and laugh at each other. It was like a little circus act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I emceed a festival years ago here in the state. And we had them out, and it was a Halloween bluegrass festival we used to have up by Lake Winnipesaukee. And I had a whole bunch of rubber masks and crazy wigs and stuff for, you know, the stage. And Marty got a hold of that box of masks, and he was running around wearing them all day.
Oh, I believe
it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we got Johnny Campbell. And two-fifths of the Bluegrass Drifters here. Whitney's here. She's playing guitar. Usually she's the bassist.
I started out playing guitar when I was about 12 years old. My dad bought my mom a 1970 Martin back in the day, and it's a slotted headstock. It's a kind of an unusual parlor-sized guitar, and it's. But I played off and on, and it wasn't until we moved to Nashville that Johnny says, "You're learning how to play the bass, and you're going to do it on stage." And so I learned really fast how to play the bass, and so every once in a while I get to play guitar again.
Well, from what I saw on YouTube, you look like you know what you're doing. So.
Oh, thank you. The bass is a fabulous instrument to play. It just resonates throughout your soul, and there's something about that feeling of, you know, when you can create that harmony and have all the instruments come together, and for me the bass really fits that bill.
Awesome.
So Whitney was kind of raised more of in a folk music background with Emmylou and such as her, and so I often joke with Whitney that you know, she's still got that folk sound when she plays guitar, you know, and it's kind of hard to lose, you know, once you learn how to play a genre of music, even though a lot of times people think it's easier for them to switch because they already know how to play the guitar or something, but it's actually more difficult. You almost have to unlearn it to relearn it. So I joke with Whitney that I stuck her on bass because you can't hardly, there's no really difference between a bass bluegrass player and a bass bluegrass or bass folk. It's still just a beat, you know, you can't really folk that up. I don't know if you want to censor
that. Maybe we should sing a song instead and dig ourselves out of this. Let's do the flood song. This is a song that's on my new album. It's all originals that I've written over the years. Yeah, we got it, Johnny. This is called The Flood Song. I wrote this in California when I was living there at a time when it was raining so hard that it was the first rain of the season, and it was raining so hard that literally everything was flooding in the county, and I had to drive from lower ground to higher ground. But this is one of those kind of moments that where it feels like when all else fails, you know, you can always come together, a community, even in the midst of a crisis, will always come together.
And the fans have arrived,
whether it be for helicopters or
we were talking about the different sounds and like different recordings. And now we have the background. Where was we at? We was at a show, it was four or five, six months ago. And maybe it was at the TJ Cates thing where someone suggested, hey, play some Orange Blossom Special. And No.
Right.
And then about like 1 minute later, we heard a train in the background. Woo, woo.
That's a sign for you.
Quite ironic. Okay, so like Whitney said, here's one of her originals, and it's called The Flood Song.
Thank you, National Guard, for not circling around during that one.
They have their place in their time. It just wasn't now.
Yeah, yeah. I have to start calling this the Chopper series or something.
There you go. Yeah, that would be more in ways than one, huh?
So like Whitney said a few minutes ago, this was an original one off of her album that just came out about a month ago. We have three brand new albums that came out, a fiddle tune album with all my favorite fiddle tunes, and then a brand new band album titled Almost a Double, and then Whitney's solo project, which is called Life is Sweet. You want to talk about your album a little bit more? Maybe?
Sure. Well, my album is a collection of songs written over the last decade, a lot of them about children, family, and friends, and life's trials and tribulations. I have two adult children that, as many parents find these days, have kind of made themselves estranged from life. And so it's interesting to grow older and have your kids grow older and somewhat away before they come back to the fold. And so a lot of my songs are a little bit about dealing with those kind of issues of, you know, life and loss. It's part of everyone's life. I think we just don't always know how to deal with it.
But then we know how to deal with it because then you wrote a song on your album also called Whiskey.
Yes, so that is one way that people deal with their problems.
just singing about whiskey is to not actually drink it.
Yes, this is actually, if we wanted to play one more, we could do that one. It's one of our more popular requested songs. It's on my solo albums, but we do play it mostly as Bluegrass Drifters Band. And it's one of those songs, you can substitute the word whiskey for anything you want. It can be, can I have a Diet Coke, or can I have a vodka with a twist of lemon, or, but it is called Can I Get a Whiskey? On your show?
Sure.
Awesome.
You can even bring whiskey to my show.
Oh, the benefits of recording out of your home.
Whitney Campbell, original there for you, and Johnny Campbell here on the fiddle. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, Whitney and I, you know, most of the time we're a full five-piece band. Some of these tunes is...
Well, this is more like back porch or front porch picking.
Yes. Very much.
Yep.
That's right. We're very casual here on the show.
Well, we're really excited to be on your show, Jonathan. When is this show going to air? Is it
probably the week of June 20th, folks will be hearing this.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll have to tune in.
Yes.
What you got, Johnny? Oh, what you got? Let's see. What's one of the... Do you want to do like...
I need Jimmy Martin.
You want to do like bottles and cans?
Sure.
Or... oh, that sounds nice. You should do like one of the Jimmy Martin ones that you just put on the album.
Bottles and cans?
Okay, we can do that one. Future on Ice. Okay. This is off our first album.
Yes. Future on Ice. I've got a past to last me forever, and enough memories for life. The one I love, she's coming back never. Oh, but I've got my future on ice. I don't just keep my hands and chill to just the bright Fahrenheit. Love let me down. Now a true friend I found. Oh, I've got my future on ice. I thought she was mine completely, until someone else called her I. And for a while I thought I couldn't make it. Oh, but I've got my future on high. I don't just kept my hands and chilled just the right Fahrenheit. Love let me down. Now a true friend I found. Oh, I've got my future on ice. Bottles and cans, they just fit my hands and shoot to just the right Fahrenheit. Love let me down. Now a true friend I found. Oh, I've got my future on ice. Oh, now I've got.
Very nice. Johnny Campbell along with Whitney Campbell. And we have the birds out here on the deck with us now. They like Jimmy Martin.
They're drawn to Jimmy Martin.
Very nice. And well, thanks for coming out, you guys.
Thank you so much.
thanks so much, Jonathan. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely, and have fun down the road. You guys are going to be, it'll be past by the time people hear this, but have fun down in Boston. And
we appreciate it. We've got a three-week trip coming up in July. Between July 7th and the 25th, we're heading out from Nashville through St. Louis, Kansas City, Manhattan, Kansas, and then all throughout Colorado, and we're going to end up at Rocky Grass, where we intend on entering the band competition and winning the band competition. So hopefully,
you can check out our schedule, our calendar on thebluegrassdrifters.com, and if you can find a show that we play at near you, please come out and see us. Like Whitney said, in July we have a 3-week tour out to Colorado, so please come out and see us.
That's right, and if you're looking for a vacation destination, there's always the bus.
That's right, or just our living room floor. You know, we take strays in all the time.
All right, thanks again.
All right, take care.
Thank you.